Today on Bold Steps with Mark Jobe, we'll discover the three witnesses that provide the spiritual evidence in your Christian walk.
Witness of the blood, the witness of the water, and the witness of the spirit, and the evidence of loving each other and walking in obedience, that's what gives us the evidence that you are truly an authentic follower of Jesus Christ, because there's a witness to us that we are a follower of Christ.
Welcome to Bold Steps with Mark Jobe, president of Moody Bible Institute and senior pastor of New Life Community Church in Chicago. I'm Wayne Shepherd. Today, Mark's going to be addressing life's ultimate test, in which the outcome determines where you're going to spend eternity. And while that might sound scary, if you are an authentic follower of Jesus, there will be proof in your life that you're on the right track. And if you're just starting out in your Christian walk, don't worry. The book of 1 John outlines what you need to know about this test, and that's what Mark's going to help us sort through in our text today. With his message on showing your spiritual evidence as a child of God, here's Pastor Mark Jobe.
People that love God care about how they live and care about how they talk and care about how they walk. Why? Because they love God and they want to please God. And so they're looking at how they live their life because they love God. And that's what John tells us, is that if you love God, you're going to obey his commands. That's what Jesus said too in John 14, 15. He said, if you love me, he didn't say, send me nice Hallmark cards expressing your feelings. Although I think we can, you know, express our feelings in worship. But he said, if you love me, then keep my commands. That's what God is saying. If you love me, keep my commands. This is love for God, to obey his commands. And his commands are not burdensome. I once in a while run into people and they say, Pastor, I want to follow God, but man, is it hard? Whoa. There's a lot of stuff that I can't do. You know, I can't swear like I used to. I can't cheat like I used to. I can't party like I used to. I can't. You know, I have to be patient with my wife. I got to forgive people. I can't fly off the handle. I mean, all these rules. I got to try to go to church. I got to try to tithe. I mean, well, I don't think I'm ready for that. It's too much. Then I'm going to tell you something. You got it all wrong. Jesus said his commands are not burdensome. Let me tell you why. Because when you love someone, you naturally do the things you're supposed to do, not because there's a rule book that you're following, but because you love them. If you love them, you want to spend time. If you come to me and say, Pastor, if I'm a Christian, do I have to come to church every Sunday? Like, seriously? No. You shouldn't be asking that question. You should be saying, man, I love God. I want to be with the people of God. I want to worship. I'm hungry for the word. I enjoy it. Pastor, do I have to show up when they're like singing songs? Do I have to show up early? Can I just come for the teaching? No. If you love God, you want to worship God. It's like, well, I've married probably hundreds of couples since I've been a pastor for a long time. Most newlywed couples that are googly-eyed for one another, I don't have to say now. You got to spend time together. You know, you got to tell each other nice things. You got to hang out. You got to have fun together. Hey, you got to have sex together. Remember that. Don't forget it. Put it on your calendar. I've never had to tell a newlywed couple, hey, have sex together. Put it on your calendar just in case you forget. I've never had a newlywed young guy say, oh, man, do I really have to? I mean, I love her, but do I have to, you know, all right, I guess I will. No. You love her, you want to. Now, I've had a lot of couples where their relationship breaks down. And now they've been married 25 years and they've built up walls. It becomes burdensome. Why is it burdensome? It's become burdensome because you've let that sense of commitment and love go away. When you love someone, You naturally start doing what's right because you love them. You're not following a list of rules. You don't say, well, Pastor Matt said, you know, feed my kid, tuck him in it. When you love them, you want to spend time. You want to protect. You want to guard. You want to, when you love God, people shouldn't be forcing you to try to live for God, because when you love God, you want to live for God. You want more of him. You want to please him, follow him, worship him, get into the word. Why? Because you love God. And that's why Jesus said it's not burdensome when you really love God. It's only burdensome when you stop loving God and you love yourself more than you love God, or it's religion to you, not a relationship, then it becomes burdensome. Some people fall into religion and they say, what do I have to do to make it into heaven? All right, I guess I'll show up to church. I guess I'll try not to drink as much. I guess I'll try not to swear as much. I guess I'll try not to do this. I guess, you know, if I'm going to be right with the man upstairs, I guess I got to do this. You got it all wrong, though. Because if you loved him and you were full of the Holy Spirit, it wouldn't be so hard. You would just do it, because a lot of it would just come naturally. And that's why Jesus said, my commandments are not burdensome. Jesus said all the rules and regulations that the scribes and Pharisees put were heavy in Matthew chapter 23, verse 4. But in Matthew chapter 11, verse 30, Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Verse 4 says, for everyone that's born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. And here's the thing. You say, I want to live for God, but it's hard. And granted, I'm not saying that living for God in this world is not hard, because you have to die to yourself. Listen, you can't truly, authentically choose to be a follower of Jesus Christ without it being painful to yourself. Because yourself is going to say, get your own way. Yourself is going to say, I'm not going to humble myself and ask for forgiveness. Yourself does not want to do what the Spirit wants. Yourself wants to please itself. But the question is, will you live by yourself, by the flesh, or will you live by the Spirit? And if you say, well, I don't know, it seems so hard, this is what John says. For everyone that's born of God, if the Spirit of God lives inside of you and you are truly born of God, listen to me, this is huge. You overcome the world. Why? Because the Spirit inside of you is greater than the spirit that's in the world. So he says, for everyone born of God overcomes the world. The force inside of you is greater than the force in the world trying to lead you. You have a power inside of you that's greater than the power outside of you trying to make you go the wrong way. It's called the Holy Spirit of the Almighty God living in you. Someone better get excited about that, because that's the power of God. And this is the victory that overcomes the world. How is the world overcome? By our faith. It means that you believe. You see, faith is the vehicle upon which all the good things of God travel to us. Salvation comes through faith. Answers to prayer come through faith. Your strength comes through faith. What is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, it tells us in Hebrews chapter 11. Faith is trusting God, is what it is. You don't have faith in faith, you have faith in God. Spurgeon said, a great English preacher that lived quite a while back, he says, it doesn't merely mean to believe, but to trust, to confide in, to commit to entrust with, and so forth. It's the idea of I'm trusting God. I just had a conversation with a brother that stopped me in the hallway who's going through a tough time. And he says, you know what? I'm learning through this that I can trust God. That's faith. So the first evidence of being a follower of Jesus Christ is that you're going to love and you're going to obey his commands, because you're going to love God and obey him. You're going to walk in obedience to him. The second evidence of being a follower of Jesus Christ is this. It tells us in verse 5. Who is it that overcomes the world? The second evidence is what I call the three witnesses. The three witnesses. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. You can't overcome the world if you're not truly a Christian and the Holy Spirit doesn't live inside of you. This is the one who came, talking about Jesus. This is the one who came by water and blood. Jesus Christ. He did not come by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three, say three with me, there are three that testify. It's like there's three witnesses in your life and three witnesses that were in Jesus' life that give evidence that you are a follower of God. Three. And these three are in agreement, and he lists the three in verse 8. The Spirit, the water, and the blood. And the three are in agreement. Now, what does the Spirit, the water, and the blood mean?
We'll get to the answer to that question from Mark Job in a moment here on Bold Steps. But did you know that you can find each of these daily messages available on our website? Just go to boldstepsradio.org. Or for easy listening on the go, subscribe to our podcast. That way you can enjoy listening to these Bible lessons while you're out for a hike or hitting the gym, anywhere you go. Just open up your podcast app on your phone or mobile device, search for Bold Steps with Dr. Mark Job, and tap the subscribe button. When you do, consider leaving a comment and 5-star rating and share this message you're listening to with a friend. You can also find Mark's teachings available on YouTube by subscribing to Bold Steps on our YouTube channel. Join Mark each Tuesday for his brand new teaching videos on topics that really matter. Things like marriage, addiction, dealing with worry, and finding a purpose. Check it out today by logging into your YouTube account, search for Bold Steps Radio, and click the subscribe button. The direct handle is youtube.com/@boldstepsradio. Now, let's get back into today's Bold Steps. Our message is called Spiritual Evidence.
There are three things that are witnesses that you are truly a follower of Jesus Christ. He says they were true in Jesus, and now they're true in you. The Spirit, the water, and the blood. Some people have said, well, maybe it was at his crucifixion when they put the spear in Jesus' side, water and blood came out. That really doesn't make sense for this passage. A passage that explains it a little bit is John chapter 3, verse 5 says, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. So listen to me. I believe the three witnesses that he's talking about, water, over and over in Scripture, is symbolized by cleansing and the waters of baptism. Jesus was baptized when he was about 30 years old or so. As a sign. He didn't need cleansing, but as a sign in his humanity for us. It symbolizes cleansing. Blood has to do with the blood of Jesus. Jesus died on the cross. There is no way that you can be saved or a follower of Jesus without experiencing the forgiveness that comes through the blood of Jesus. That's why we took of communion today. The only way that you and I are clean is because Jesus died for us and his blood was sprinkled on us, and we receive it through faith. And thirdly, the Spirit. The Spirit is the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, that testifies to our spirit that we are children of God. So listen to me. There are three witnesses that speak to your life. The first question you have to ask yourself is, have I been under the blood? What blood? The blood of Jesus. Have I come to a point where I bowed my knee and said, come blood of Jesus and wash me and cleanse me? Because I have no power to cleanse myself. I need you to pay the price. Have you come under the blood? That's the first testimony. When you've come under blood, that's a witness to you that you are a child of God. The second question is, have you come under the waters of baptism? Now, baptism doesn't save you, but baptism testifies to your salvation. It means that you've gotten so serious about God and what's happened in your life that you are publicly willing to take a step of obedience and go into the water and come out of the water showing my old self is gone, my new self has come. Listen, if you're a follower of Jesus Christ, but you've never had the courage, the guts, the determination, the obedience to get baptized, then maybe your faith is not strong enough, because the Bible talks about the witness of the water. Jesus did it. The apostles did it. John the baptizer did it. It's part of what every believer should do, is take the waters of baptism. So have you come under the blood? The blood, the fact that you've given your life to Jesus, testifies, is a witness that you are a child of God. Have you come under the water? The waters is a witness of baptism, of cleansing, of willing to go public and count the cost. And have you been under the Spirit? The Spirit is the Holy Spirit that comes inside of you when you become a Christian. And the Spirit gives inner witness to your spirit that you are a child of God. It's like the whisper, the inner witness. Old believers used to call it the inner witness. It's a witness inside saying, you're my child. You're my child. You're a believer. You're my child. So you say, well, Pastor, am I a believer? How do I know that? Well, have you come under the blood? Have you come under the water? And do you have the inner witness? And do you love God and follow His commands? Just coming to an altar call and praying a prayer with me, that doesn't save you. I just want to be clear about that. That opens the door to salvation. That invites you to come to God. But I have no idea how serious you are about it, how much faith you have, and if you've counted the cost. I'm inviting you to do that. But I'm not the Holy Spirit. I can't get in your heart and know that. I invite people to give their life to Jesus, but it's the witness of the blood, the witness of the water, and the witness of the Spirit, and the evidence of loving each other and walking in obedience. That's what gives us the evidence that you are truly an authentic follower of Jesus Christ, because there's a witness to us that we are a follower of Christ. And he ends up with this, and this is what I'll end up with as well. The Spirit, the water, and the blood. And he says, these three testify in agreement. They're all testifying to the same thing, that you're a child of God. We accept man's testimony, but God's testimony is greater because it's the testimony of God. The water, the blood, and the Spirit are God's testimony. It's God's witness that we have come to Him, which He has given about His Son. Anyone who believes in the Son has this testimony in his heart. Anyone who does not believe God has made him out to be a liar, because he has not believed the testimony that God has given about His Son. Verse 11, and this is the testimony, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. I'll close with this. The bottom line is the only way that you can truly be a child of God and make it into the kingdom of God is if you have the Son of God in your life. It's Jesus who gives you eternal life. You don't have Jesus, you don't have life. You could have a Bible. You could have a church chair. You could have a hymn book. You could have a lot of things. You don't have Jesus, you don't have life. How do I know I have Jesus? I look for the three witnesses. Have I been under the blood? Have I been under the water? And do I have the inner witness of the Spirit? Am I loving people? And how do I know if I'm loving people? Because I'll love God and I obey His commands. That's the grid. That's the test. And if today you say to me, Pastor, I don't think I can pass the test, then I would really get serious about checking my life in God. This is one test you don't want to fail. Now, there's a lot of tests that maybe you get a second shot at. There's a lot of tests that, but this is one test When the curtain is called, when your life is done, there's no second chance. You don't get a redo on this one. And so you want to make sure that I know Jesus. I'm under the blood. I'm under the water. I have the inner witness of the Holy Spirit. Some of you have taken a step to follow Jesus Christ, but you've never gotten baptized. Listen, if you've never gotten baptized, you should. Because it's another witness, another testimony that goes in agreement with the blood and the Spirit that says, yes, you're willing to take this step. Come under the power of God to say, I want to be an authentic follower. I love life in Jesus. I know, not because I'm a pastor, not because my good works outweigh my bad works, but I know that the moment that I die, I don't fear death. I don't look at the other side with judgment and I hope I make it. No. I know I've made it. You say, well, Pastor, is that a little presumptuous? I mean, sounds a little proud, right? No. I have no pride in how I've made it because it has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with Jesus. Everything to do with the work of Jesus. It's all about Jesus, but I know that I've placed my trust in Him and I have the inner witness. And so when I look at the eternity, I don't look with fear. I look with, yeah, when my time has come, Lord, let it come. I have full confidence, not in Mark Job. I have full confidence in Jesus Christ and the work that He has done.
So you heard this message out of 1 John, and maybe you listened and said, Pastor Mark, I don't have an assurance of what would happen when I die. You know, the Bible talks about the inner witness of the Holy Spirit testifying to our spirit that we are truly children of God. And maybe you don't have that confidence because you've never made a clear decision to follow Christ. It's not enough to have been raised in a church. It's not enough to be a sympathizer with Christianity or to have a Bible on your desktop. 1 John talks about what it means to be a son or daughter of God. That only happens through a born-again experience. And you say, well, Pastor, how does that happen? Well, if you listen to this program, you've heard me say this before. It happens when I come to a point in my life where I'm willing to clearly surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ and invite Him to be not only my Savior, but my Lord. If you're ready to make that decision and you have never done that before, I would like to pray with you right now. So if you could just pause. This is about your decision, not about my prayer, but it's about me leading you as you make this decision. So pray with me. Father, I know that I'm a sinner and I fall short. I can't save myself. I can't wash away my own sins. So today I come to you believing that Jesus is all God and died on a cross and paid a price that I couldn't pay. And today I ask you, Lord, to forgive my sins and I invite you to be Lord of my life. I turn away. I repent from the way I've been living, and I choose to follow you, Jesus. Would you change me, transform me, come Holy Spirit, and make me new? I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible calls that a decision to follow Jesus or become born again. I want to encourage you to find a church, plug into a Bible-believing church, get into a mentoring or discipleship program. We have some resources that can help start you out in your walk. If you go to boldstepsradio.org and look at the link that says My Next Step.
And Mark, also for our global listeners, that link is available at boldstepsglobal.com. Just look for My Next Step at boldstepsglobal.com. Well, here at Bold Steps, we're intent on presenting God's Word to as many people as possible, but we can't do this without your help. And when you give a financial gift each month, your contribution helps equip people across the country with a bold truth of who Jesus is and why walking authentically with God matters. And every donation counts. So won't you consider taking this bold step today by partnering with us? Whatever amount God lays on your heart to give is appreciated, and you can sign up right now at boldstepsradio.org or Ask to become a Bold partner when you call 800-DL-MOODY, 800-356-6639. When you give a gift, we'll say thanks by sending you a copy of Dr. Bill Thrasher's book, How to Resurrect a Dead Prayer Life. This standalone guide on prayer offers a step-by-step approach to enhancing your prayer practice, backed by research, real-world experience, and of course, biblical truth. It's packed with tips and techniques to help you revitalize your spiritual connection. And with a foreword by Mark Jobe and his wife Dee, we really do endorse the profound lessons of this resource. So just ask for the book, How to Resurrect a Dead Prayer Life, when you give your donation to Bold Steps. Well, I'm Wayne Shepherd, inviting you to join us again tomorrow for the series Straight Talk, Living as Christians in an X-Rated Society. That's Wednesday on Bold Steps with Mark Jobe. Bold Steps is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.